where I'm coming to. What people need today is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yeah, well, can people handle the truth, though?
I believe they can, in the Situation Room.
Welcome to the Situation Room, the program that applies God's word to our present situation. We take the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth of God's word, and apply it to our daily lives. Because at the end of the day, what really matters is not what I say or what somebody else say, but what does the word of God say? And I ask that you take everything that I say or you hear somebody else say on this program and you check it out with the word of God. Because if I or anyone try to put something on your spiritual plate that don't line up with the scriptures, well, put that in your spiritual garbage disposal. Because all you want on your spiritual plate is the truth that's found in the word of God. And we don't have to be afraid to tell the truth because God is on our side. We don't have to be afraid to stand up for the truth because God is on our side. We don't have to bag up or shut up, but we can speak up for the Lord Jesus Christ, because when you're getting the truth out the word of God, then God is indeed on your side. Good morning to you out there in radio land. Thank you so kindly for joining us this morning in the Situation Room. Thank you for allowing us to come into your home, to come into your workplace, to come into your automobile by way of internet radio. Isn't this a blessing, this internet radio? We can be heard all over the world. We can get out the good news of the word of God. And we got some good news. You know, Jesus came to set the captive free. And there's a lot of people who need to be delivered. They need to be set free. What are you talking about? Somebody say, Brother Pastor, I'm talking about they need to be set free, need to be delivered from this spirit of anger. You know, yesterday we was listening to a tape by Patricia Ashley. Patricia Ashley is teaching on overcoming anger. And did you hear what she said? She said, you can't really manage anger. She was talking about how a lot of times when the police has come, when there's a domestic dispute, husband and wife done got into it, normally they send somebody to anger management classes. But like she was saying, you can't really just manage anger. You got to resolve that anger. You got to get rid of that anger. And this is what she's talking about. She's talking about overcoming anger. So get close to your radio and listen as Miss Patricia Ashley speaks.
Now, here's another one. This one's real deep. Taking up offenses of other folk. You're not the one that's been offended. And you know what? I need three people, three from up here. You all can help me. I need three people to help me. I want to show you what taking up an offense looked like. I need three people. Come on, three, hurry, three people. This illustration will help you. I need three people. Okay. What's your name? Wade. Catherine. Sony. Wade. Catherine and Sony, they love Jesus, all three of them, with their whole heart. And they love each other. And they love serving the Lord. And they are committed to what God has called them to do. But Wade accidentally or inadvertently offend Catherine. didn't know he did it, didn't try to do it, didn't do it on purpose, just accidentally did it. How many of you know that happens? And Wade still loved Jesus. Now, the moment the offense took place, before it took place, because God knows everything, he dumped on Catherine the amount of grace that she needed to forgive him. But instead, Catherine calls Sony. And Catherine begins to share with Sony. She began to, and that's exactly what she said. She said, "What? I can't believe he did that. He did what?" Now, Wade is clueless. All Wade knows is that we're just trying to get the job done. It's about advancing the kingdom. It's about praising God. It's about doing the work of the ministry. That's all. Just getting the job done. But he offended her, and offended her for real. It was a for real offense. And so now, move over here, Wade. Wade approaches Catherine. She comes into the sanctuary, and Wade's glad to see his sister. And so he tries to reach her, and she, hello. See, she knows the script. Got an attitude. He don't even know why. So Wade just figured, well, you know what? Maybe she's having a rough day. Oh, well. You know. And being that this is a male-female thing, he could even say, well, you know, women, they just they go that way sometimes. Now, here comes Sony. And so Wade figured, well, Catherine's having a bad day. Well, maybe Sony, you know, we can connect. And so he tries to approach Sony. And she acted distant and disconnected. And now he's confused. Like, what? Have you ever walked in a room and everybody was laughing and talking until you walk in and the atmosphere changed? And you don't know what was said, but you know it was about you. Based on the way other folk are acting towards you, well, that's what Wade realized. Now, here's what happened. He offended Catherine. He really didn't offend Sony. But she took up Catherine's offense. Now, here's what happened. The Bible says that woe unto those of us who sow seeds of discord among the brethren. That's what you do when you take up an offense. Because here's what Sony was supposed to say to Catherine. Catherine, probably, see, the Bible says love beareth all things, it believeth all things, it endureth all things, it hope all things. It's long-suffering. So in love, Catherine was supposed to get some counsel from her sister that said, give him the benefit of the doubt. Communicate with him. Maybe he didn't realize what he had done. How many of you, you've offended folks? You didn't know you had offended them. But they never gave you a chance to make it right. Instead, they get with someone and collaborate over. And this thing becomes ugly now because seeds of discord has been sown. And there's a rift and a division in the body of Christ. Not only in the body of Christ, but in our families and in our nation. Healing has to take place. And she had the perfect opportunity to be the meek, to be one who would restore. But instead, she started out saying, what? and never took her into the throne room, never prayed for her, never gave her the wise counsel to go back to Wade to fix it. So now here's what happened. Because they all three love God, Catherine is in a quiet time, and she's lifting up her hands and she's trying to pray. And the heavens is brass, and God isn't connecting, and the Logos word is not becoming rhema to her. And she's wondering, God, what's wrong? Why isn't there a breakthrough? My communion with you is not sweet like it used to be. My intimacy, I'm missing it. And then she began to cry out to God. What happened? God shows her Wade's face. And then she remembers. She remembers the word that says, when you come and bring your gift to the altar, and when you get there and realize that your brother, if you have aught with your brother, leave your gift and go find your brother. And first allow restoration to take place. And then come back. In other words, God is saying, you want to commune with me and be intimate with me and not walk in relationship with your sister and brother? God says, I'm not going to let it happen like that. Because I'm a relational God. And if you love me, you got to love what I love. And if you love me, you got to love like I love. And you can't walk in disharmony with your sister and brother and think you're going to be intimate with me. God said it's not happening. He goes on to say, if you don't forgive your sister and your brother, don't think I will forgive you. And it's going to hinder your prayer life. Some of you, you think your prayer life is stuck. You might need to look horizontally and say, God, what's going on? And so here's what Catherine does. When God shows her Wade's face, she immediately approaches him. And she explains to him the offense. And he takes responsibility for the offense. And he asks her to forgive him for the offense. And she releases him and she forgives him, and they embrace. Reconciliation has taken place. Now they can advance the kingdom of God. Then, now here's the real problem. Gone over there by way. They in fellowship, loving the Lord, singing the praise of God, and here comes something. Come on, son. And she see the two of them in good fellowship. Now she got attitude with all both of them. She's now mad with Catherine because Catherine is no longer mad with Wade. Hello. But she's stuck. You know why? Because the grace that God gave Catherine for the offense, there was no grace for her. You know why? Because the offense wasn't hers. God gives us grace in measure. And we take up, you know, some of you all, you may have a spirit of anger working, and you're sitting even here right now trying to figure out where it came from. And you know what? It could be that you took up your mama's offense. You had an angry father. You took up your mother's offense because of the things that she endured by him. Or you took up your sister's or your brother's offense. The thing didn't happen to you, it happened to somebody else. You took up their offense and you stuck, and you don't even know you angry. You don't even know the source of it. But you done took up somebody's offense and just as mad and twisted and messed up and on your way to disease and an early death, and you don't even know why. You done took up somebody else's offense. Now here's what happens. The work for Sony is greater even than it was for her. Now remember, there's no grace for her. Now here's what she's got to do. She's got to first ask God to forgive her for not being a peacemaker. Then number two, she's got to ask Catherine to forgive her for not giving her godly counsel. Y'all, this is mature love. Then she's got to go from asking Catherine to forgive her to exposing the fact that she was the one. Whenever there's discord, seeds of discord's been sown, there is always some secret person in the background feeding that thing. on your job, in your house, in the church, there is somebody feeding it. Somebody's feeding it. And for the most part, you never know who they are because they are cowards and they'll never reveal themselves. They'll never reveal themselves. But when we grow in mature love, and because Sony really loves God, and she loves her sister and her brother, and relationship and fellowship has been broken with God and her sisters and brothers, and she don't want to live out of fellowship with God, it means more to her than her pride. And so she exposes herself, and she goes to Wade, and she asks Wade to forgive her for not giving Catherine counsel. And she, see, they just running ahead of me. She said, I want to hurry and get this thing off of me. She asked Wade to forgive her, and now, come on, give a group hug. Relationships are restored. It's restored. Amen. 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 Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Stand to your feet. Listen. Now, I spent the majority of my time exposing the visible signs, but let me tell you how you can be free. First of all, you can ask God to reveal to you if there be any unresolved anger inside of you. Jesus said of himself that when Satan came, he could find nothing in him. We want that to be our testimonies. I'm so convinced that the church age is coming to a close. I really believe that. And ultimately, God's design and desire and purpose for us is to walk in mature love. Mature love. The greatest gift is love. God is not impressed with our numbers. He's not impressed with our gifts. What I really believe that impresses God is when we, his bride, walk in mature love. What is mature love? It doesn't hold offenses. Mature love goes the distance. Mature love doesn't let racial lines divide them. Mature love let those who oppressed you off the hook. That's what mature love does. And I mean, you do it for real. Not only do you let them off the hook, but you walk in a consistent lifestyle of forgiving. And forgiving folk doesn't mean that they were not wrong. Forgiving them means you no longer act as a little God. God says, vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. So you turn God loose to be God. And you say to yourself, my desire is to be shaped in his image. My desire is for the true character and the true nature of Christ to live inside of me. Before I lay myself down, never to awake again. Before Jesus breaks through the clouds to come back for the church, God wants us to mature. He wants the character of Christ to manifest through us. I'm convinced that there are some blessings. There are some things that God has for us, that he wants us to get back on our end. Some of us have been knocked off our ends by offenses. As you're standing on your feet today, I had a woman to say to me, one of my European sisters, loved Jesus. And I would honestly share with her my struggle and what was going on. And she said, Pat, when people say things or do things, just don't let it get in your spirit. Now, you know, people said that. My husband used to say that to me when I would go into sometimes white ministries. They would be bringing me in. And I'm going to tell you, racism exists stronger in the church than it does anywhere. I'm a witness. I know it does. It's stronger up in here than it is anywhere. Because see, back in the 60s, The systems, every system was confronted. The church has never really been confronted. And we've been whitewashing this thing. But I believe God has saved us for last. We're gonna get this right before we go to heaven. Oh yes, we are. Oh yes, we are. We're gonna get it right. We're gonna learn how to walk in forgiveness. We're gonna learn how to overcome and not be subjected to sicknesses and diseases because of unresolved. You're standing today. Let me ask you a question. Bow your head, close your eyes. If there was anyone right now, if they walked up in this room right now, we've been singing songs of praise, we've been ministered to, we've been in the presence of God. Is there anyone right now in your past or even in your life right now, if they walked up in this room, it would create a whole nother atmosphere for you? An ex-husband, an ex-wife, a child, a boss, a partner, a colleague, a neighbor. If they walked in this room right now, the whole atmosphere would change. Anybody out of your past? If it is, that's someone that you need to let go. And really, you're letting yourself go. Is there anyone who offended you and they never made it right? And when you remember it, it causes the pain and the anger to arise. See, we call it hurt. But any time you've been hurt and it's allowed to stay there, it turns into anger. It can manifest different ways. God wants today, He wants you to open up the gift by letting it go. You open up the gift by receiving the grace of God. God has a grace for you right now, for you to walk in healing. There's a level spiritually that God wants you to operate in. There are blessings that God wants to unfold, and He wants them to manifest in your life. But because you've been knocked off your end, God wants you today to get back on your end by letting them go, by receiving the grace. God wants healing to take place. The greatest Christmas celebration that you can experience today is to say, God, I won't let the blood of Jesus be wasted. I'm going to apply it. He came to destroy the works of darkness and to set those who have been held captive free. It's an affront to God for us to still be in bondage over offenses.
All right, that was Patricia Ashley on overcoming anger. Oh, thank God for Sister Ashley. She done a wonderful, just a marvelous job. And that's what we need to do, ladies and gentlemen. God has given you the grace. He has given you the grace to deal with that anger. It's, and grace is God's riches at Christ's expense. God has already given you the power of God. That's what grace is. It's the power of God to do the will of God, even though you don't deserve it, and it's free, no charge. So if you've never, number one, accepted Jesus as your personal Savior, do that. And then number two, if you've already accepted Him as your Savior, then ask God to give you that grace that you need in order to forgive those who have offended you, because you don't want to continue to walk around in unforgiveness. All right, well, that's it for today in the Situation Room. Thank you again for joining us. Let me encourage you now to stay with us the rest of the day. Remember, our format here at KLITB is at the top of the hour, we minister in the Word, and at the bottom of the hour, we minister in music. So at 9 o'clock, we'll take a look in the book. I'll let you listen to a portion of a sermon that I preach right here, Bible Way Community Baptist Church, a wonderful church right here in Irving, Texas. If you ever come to Dallas-Fort Worth area, you got to come to Bible Way Community Baptist Church. Then at 10 o'clock, that's time for a program called Unshackle. It's a real live radio drama. It'll make you face yourself and think. Then at 11 o'clock, we'll take a deeper look in the book and let you listen to a portion of our Wednesday night Bible study. Then at 12 o'clock, if you missed any of these programs, we begin to rebroadcast them. So stick and stay. Don't you dare go away. Tell somebody about us here in the Situation Room, because we are in your corner in the Situation Room. God bless you. Have a good day.